Recently, I was lounging with my fellow fiscal geniuses at our latest symposium at the Pilot House. Janet, our beverage management expert, had just brought our third or fourth round of malt samples when Joker Jerry asked, "How about we pay in bitcoins tonight, Janet?" Janet had a tray full of our dead soldiers and a belly full of our smart-ass remarks. "Sure, Jerry, if you can tell me exactly what a bitcoin is." Jerry, ever the comedian, replied, "It's cyber money, Janet. You could take my Bitcoin tip today, and it would be worth 10 times more week's end." "That's great, Jerry. What's 10 times 50 cents? Probably my retirement fund, right?" Jerry muttered something sotto voce about no tip at all, but Janet was long gone, and we were left to ponder cyber currency, yahoos who barely understood what president was on a bill beyond the $20 bill, and I sure don't know who it is. Trump, Scrooge McDuck. "So, okay, Jerry," Bobby D asks, "you're the fiduciary whiz. What the hell is a Bitcoin?" Joe asked, "Is it a real coin you could hold in your hand or just internet monopoly money? And how would you know what it's worth if it's jumping up and down like a Venezuelan peso?" "What do you know about Venezuelan money, Joe?" Jerry asked, and Joe asked Jerry, "What do you know about Bitcoins?" "I know if you'd bought some a few months back, you'd be buying the drinks tonight. And if I bought some a few weeks ago, I'd be drinking heavily at home." Billy, who sells real estate for Windy Rear Realty, said it was like buying a house. "It's an investment, that's all, not like you use it to buy a burger, you know." "No, I don't know," Joe said. "That's the point. What do you use it for?" "Drugs," Two-Toed Tom declared, "so the feds can't track it." "None of us can track it, apparently," I mumbled, draining my $5 beer plus 8.9% tax and a bigger than usual tip for Janet. And so our seminar reached an inconclusive finale, but we will most definitely continue in-depth research, and I'll report back soon as we have a plausible answer. In the meantime, trust in God and the money that tells you to.